Well, I see that my buddy Brett Tanner's here. He used to be one of our clients. Now he's like our golf buddy. are you ready, or you want to get a coffee? You want to settle down a little bit?
Yeah, whatever works for you guys.
Well, we're ready when you are. So, why don't you guys, let me turn those mics off. You guys get them settled. And Fred and I will talk about whatever while we wait for Brett Tanner. And Dr. Hanif Jamal is here as well. This will be interesting. You know, a lot of the times we have these conversations about insurance and the Chamber's plan. And I think a lot, and it's interesting because even now, new people are signing up. You mentioned one of our other clients, former client Michelle Levesque.
Michelle Levesque, LFS.
Yeah. LFS Finance. They've signed up for the Chamber plan. You see that note I sent you?
Because it
yeah, it's cool. But every once in a while, there's something new in the world of insurance and the Chamber plan. And we thought we would bring in Brett. And he's brought in his own guests now. Brett's got his own talk show here, which is kind of cool.
I'm just, moving things along.
I love it, man. Welcome back to the program from Tanner Financial. Here's Brett Tanner, everybody. Along with, and your guest this morning is...
Dr. Hanif Jamal. And,
how are you guys?
How are you, sir?
Nice to meet you guys.
Hanif's the National Director for Teladoc. He's a practicing family physician in Oakville for 15 years and currently a board member in Holt Healthcare. Mm-hmm. And we're proud to announce that, live on September 1, the Chamber Plan added Teladoc to its program for extended health. So all firms that have extended healthcare with the Chamber Plan now get Teladoc as one of their features at no additional cost.
Well, we've heard of some of these kind of programs before, Doctor, and just give us a little overview. And I also want to talk about the fact that this isn't going to cost you any more money if you're already a Chamber Plan member. But let's start with you, sir.
Yes. I'm super excited about this. We just launched September 1st, 2019, and Teladoc, which is the company that I work for, is a global leader in virtual care. I've been doing it for a very long time. We're in, 120 countries, 30 languages. I think last year we did around 2 million virtual care visits. So very excited. Been in Canada for 20 years through Best Doctors Expert Medical Opinion.
Yes, I've heard of them.
Which I've used that.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Oh, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm really excited to launch. I think a good example to use is Howard had an endoscopy a couple days ago.
I did. It was
great. Saturday.
It was one of the great experiences. As a physician myself, Doctor, I was a little unsure of how the sedation would work, but when I found out they were going to put me out, it was the greatest experience.
Yeah. Well, and so I thought we'd use that as a good example.
Yes, let's.
And so you had your endoscopy on Saturday.
Yep.
You went home, for example, and you started feeling that you have a sore throat.
I had a little sore throat.
I heard the show yesterday.
Attaboy.
And so you had a sore throat. Now, I would just say that sore throat happened at 4 o'clock in the morning. Weren't sure what it is, kind of worried, kind of concerned. You're not going to get a hold of your gastroenterologist at that time, so you hop onto the telemedicine service. So what you do is you go on, you sign up your information, you kind of do a little bit of background history of your past medical history is, the medications that you're on, and then you get into the queue. We have around a one-hour wait time, but oftentimes it's a lot shorter than that. So the doctor will then call you back in your method of choice, whether it's a telephone or a video conference. And then you're on the phone with the doctor. And these doctors are Canadian-trained, Canadian-certified physicians.
That's amazing.
And so you'll get a family doctor. Oftentimes these physicians are emergency room doctors that are family medicine trained. And so you have that doctor on the line. And you're able to ask your question. So in your situation, you might say, I just had an endoscopy. Everything went well. The doctor said everything was fine, I think. And I'm just feeling that my throat is really sore. The doctor would go through a questionnaire. And after that's done, they may tell you, this is okay. This is normal. You had, the procedure and something was down your esophagus. And it'll be fine. Alternatively, they may say, hey, are you coughing up blood? Are you feeling that you're feeling choking? Did they give you a new medication that may have been an allergic reaction? And you can go down that care path.
And at that point, the doctor will either say everything's cool or you should go to emergency.
Yeah, or they may say, you know what, you need need a medication.
Right.
And they would be able to prescribe that for you as well, which is really convenient.
So they just literally email the prescription?
Yeah, they PDF the prescription to your local pharmacy, or they can send it to you yourself, and then you can take it to where you
go. Isn't that amazing?
You know what I love about this? Even if it was an hour wait, if that hour wait is in the comfort of your home and not an office or an emergency room,
yeah.
I mean, that's gold, man.
Well, it's like home court advantage, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You're in your own home.
Well, I was going to say, you know, this is such a great service for those of us that don't have access to, you know, friends that are doctors or a physician on call because, you know, I'm lucky. I have some friends that are doctors. And even before I had the endoscopy, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine saying, you know, here are my symptoms. What do you think? And not everyone has that. But this gives everyone that opportunity with Teladoc. And as I said, you know, what's great about this, Brett, is that it's not an add-on. It's not an extra charge to the Chambers plan.
That's right. And what's really kind of interesting is if you look at it from the small business perspective, the absenteeism, so somebody's got a kid that's got the flu, they got to go to a walk-in clinic and kill half a day. So, you know, and, you know, this way they could probably do the consult from the comfort of their own home. They can keep their kid in bed. They can go pick up the prescription. You know, they're probably not going to miss the same amount of time at work. So it's pretty important, I think. And you know, it's great, too, in remote communities for additional access points where they're driving 5 hours to get to a physician.
And the video aspect of it, so literally I could show the doctor a rash.
Correct.
So to speak. And
oh, they'd love that.
No, and then... No,
they love it. They love when you go on rash.
Freddie,
rash.
I can speak to that.
All right. You got a rash.
I do not, but, you know... It's
okay. We all have rashes.
We're all moving away from him right now.
Yeah. Well, not today, anyway.
All right.
You know, actually, one of our staff members had a rash, took a picture, sent it through the Teladoc app, through their My Benefits on the Chamber plan. Got a call within 10 minutes from a doctor. They put the prescription over to the corner pharmacy. She picked it up on Friday, got it looked after right away. It was shingles, so the doctor could tell you how important that was to get that early.
Is it the first 48 or 72?
72, but it's absolutely critical. You get the correct diagnosis, and you get on that right
immediately,
away.
Immediately, right.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you bring that up, because I had a small bout of it last year, and luckily I got to the doctor on time, but this would be brilliant for something like that.
Oh, exactly.
You're right on top of it.
And also what Brett was talking about, people losing time going to walk-in clinics. And listen, I was also very lucky. I got into emergency. I was there, you know, for many hours, but still pretty quick. But if that had happened during the week, you know, people having to take time away from work, this way you can kind of get a doctor to give you an initial consult before you maybe move on to the walk-in clinic or emergency.
Well, also what you can do is while you're at work, you can schedule an appointment in an hour or two when you're on your lunch break or what have you, and you're able to resolve the issue at your desk. And I think that's really exciting about the program. So it's not just about absenteeism, but presenteeism.
And of course, this idea that, you know, what's great about the Chamber plan for small businesses like ours is that there's not only these type of services, but encompassing HR and employee benefits. It's becoming sort of all-inclusive to make the employee experience better for them, and it gives a small business a chance to offer these type of things to an employee.
For sure, and you know, from the employer perspective, you know, having this and the Chamber plan is the first one to add a virtual care program to their benefit plan. So I think it's really kind of leading edge sort of stuff. But you think about it from the business perspective, being able to get their HR resources, their employees looked after through virtual care. And I can tell you the registration is very simple. I mean, I was able to do it. So, you know, you go through the My Benefits app and it just Teladoc recognizes you and away you go. So once you're already on the Chamber plan, the registration takes about 10 minutes. They ask you a couple simple medical history questions like you'd normally fill in if you walked into to a walk-in. And away you go.
What's great about the Chamber plan since we've been involved, it's you're always making it better. Like, it's not static. It's not like you're paying for this and it just lays there. It's just you're always coming up with something
that's how
innovative
roll.
And forward.
Yeah. Did you just say that's how we roll?
Exactly.
That's how you roll.
I think what's really one good point was that what's really exciting.
No, I just love Brett. Every once in a while, he says to him, "I'm like, did you just say that?" And by the way, is that video of us golfing with Brett still up on Twitch, or have you taken it down?
Hopefully.
Okay, forget that. Go on.
No, I was just going to say that what's really exciting and what is unique about the Teladoc telemedicine program is that it also involves, if you're traveling south of the border and going to the states, you're also covered under the Teladoc telemedicine platform.
Well, not only that, if you're a chamber plan participant like we are, you also have insurance, travel insurance, as part of your plan.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Chamber's got, again, leading edge coverage in that particular regard. So those under 65 have up to 180 days of out-of-country coverage with no pre-ex. So, again, leading edge sort of stuff.
Well, it is, because I remember when I worked for the radio station companies, if I was out of the country more than 2 weeks, I had to supplement my coverage under their plans. And this is, I couldn't believe it when Rod told me... I was just away for 3 weeks, and I said, "Do I have to top this up?" He says, "Absolutely not. You're more than covered." So,
I was going to say that if you're golfing in Florida, and you just had this procedure done, and the doctor told you you have gastritis or hiatus hernia, because I remember that's what they were telling you, and you're there and you're about to golf, and you say, "My shoulder's sore, and I'm thinking of taking some Advil." That's where you could use the service and say, is it safe for me to take Advil at this time? And the answer would be you shouldn't, because it can cause extra issues with your stomach. So you wouldn't be able to have that access. But, you know, now, and if you do need a medication, we have a doctor that's certified in Florida to be able to prescribe a prescription for you.
So, you know, since you brought up, is it hiatus or hiatal? Hiatal?
Hiatus.
is hiatus?
I think so.
Well, whatever it is, since this, I had a regular hernia in the groin.
Yes.
You did too, didn't you?
Yes, I had mine repaired at the Schuldeis Clinic.
So did I. Did you have yours before me or after me?
I think before you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Well, I'm older.
A lot of groin injuries going on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, we're very groin friendly. this hiatal hernia, whatever it is, that's not repairable unless it starts to cut the supply off of blood to my stomach, right?
You are correct.
So, because someone asked me, what are you going to do for it? And I'm like, I don't think I'd do anything other than just... First of all, stop taking Toradol.
Correct.
But Toradol wasn't the thing. It was years of anti-inflammatory medication. Because I don't have, like, I've done some research, and the kind of issue I have, it must have taken years to create these erosions in my stomach.
I think it's multifactorial. I'm going to be billing for you for this, actually.
Wait a second. I'm a doctor, too, so I'm going to bill you back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it's multifactorial. So it's a combination of if you drink alcohol, if you take a lot of anti-inflammatories, and you have the hiatus hernia, it's a combination of those things together that kind of slowly erodes at it.
And I said to Freddie this morning that I don't think I should eat peanuts for a while because they seem to irritate my stomach a little bit.
Interesting. I wasn't aware of that.
Well, I'm telling you that right
there
now.
You go.
Well, this is where this is where our practice differs. Yeah. I go into the more organic.
Should he be eating cheap fried chicken?
I am not one to speak ill of fried chicken.
No, okay. Because I had a bit of a thing there for a while with 7-Eleven chicken, which horrified people.
And he usually buys it like the next day because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Like, the day old.
These are not good things to tell the doctor.
Well, listen.
By then it's month old.
Considering what we're making here, all I can afford is day old 7-Eleven chicken. Dr. Hanif Jamal and Brett Tanner are here from Chamber Plan talking about Teladoc. And it really is, seriously... You know, a lot of people, and again, we've had people sign up constantly for the Chamber Plan, and as Freddie said, there's always something new, and if you're a small business, you know, we've talked for a while now about the affordability for a business, whether you're a couple of employees up to 100 employees, what an opportunity to give your company and your employees the benefits. They you know, you wouldn't imagine. And the other thing about this plan is it doesn't go up all the time. It's stable, it's pooled, and that's why it's so great for small businesses as a benefit for everyone.
Yeah, we're just going through a record year in terms of retention. So obviously, firms are happy with their program. Very, very low inflation again this year on our renewals, low single digit, actually just over 2% provincially. So compared to industry average, 8-10%. It's a great spot for those businesses to be in. They can predict what their budget's going to be next year.
Well, great having you in. And Dr. Jamal, thank you very much for this this information and for consulting with me.
Yes.
Yeah, it's funny how when you have something like I just went through, all the symptoms are very similar to other things. It's not, you know, diagnosis, that's got to be a very interesting aspect of being a physician, only because a lot of it's just detective work, isn't it?
Well, yes. And, you know, the job is evolving into dispelling the Google myths.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was just going to say that. If nothing else, if you're a member of this, you can get away from Dr. Google, which is very good.
Yes, exactly. And I think that sometimes, you know, I appreciate patients being educated and coming with questions.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Because it actually raises the bar, and I have to be better. But that's where that's what it's evolving into. We have to realize that patients have access to information.
Mm-hmm.
But anxiety, fear, worry is something that happens when you look too deep into the dark internet.
Well, Fred's right. Like, what a great thing to, if you have Teladoc, that way you can go and have that conversation before you start going to WebMD and thinking, because every symptom is cancer.
Yeah.
So the reason
the deep hole of self-diagnosis.
Well, absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you, we have a 92% resolution rate on the first call.
Wow.
Which is exciting.
Well, I laughed when you said about patients being, you know, too educated, because when I went to the hospital the first night and I finally got to see a doctor, she said to me, who told you? Because I said, well, it's obviously a gallbladder attack. She goes, who told you that? I went, well, I did, really.
Yeah.
I said, I'm basically me. Yeah. I'm making that judgment. And she's like, just give me a second. Let me have a look at it, Mr. Glassman.
Yeah.
And it turned out not to be.
Or conversely, if you have the early signs of shingles, a lot of people would go, no, I don't have shingles, and maybe not do anything about it. They deny it.
Yes.
So that's another angle to this.
Well,
you know? Get on it.
Well, I think it's important to say, can I wait till the morning? Can I wait till I see my primary care physician? Or do I need to do something right now?
Exactly.
Bingo. And I think there was a lot of great conversation, but that alone, that peace of mind, knowing that, you know what I've got, and in your case, that was so great that you went and found out right away and got that medication, but not everyone would do that.
Yeah.
And that one, just that first encounter with a physician saying, listen, I've got something, and this is what it feels like, it's nerve endings, and then you go, oh, go and get this stuff now. Great meeting you. Well, I hope we have a chance to have you back in.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was
love
fun.
To.
Thanks for listening yesterday. That never happens.
Just one quick, because we're getting into that season again, the shingle season. If you've had shingles, do you still have to be worried about it? Can you still have the shots going forward? That seems to be a big question.
So you should be worried in the sense that it could happen again. The chances are lower.
Yes.
In terms of the vaccine, if you've just had shingles, I think you have to wait about a year to get the shingles vaccine.
Okay.
After that.
Right. All right. Well, thanks for coming in, Brett. It's great seeing you. It was just a while ago, and we had our little golf thing. That was good. You were. How's the health of your? Maybe we should have something like Teladoc for golf swings, where, you know, we'll call it Telepro, where you're on the golf course and you're struggling. You just call a pro, and he goes, "Oh, let me look at your swing. I see what you're doing."
Yeah, my golf swing's still schizophrenic. It's the only medicine seems to be beer.
That's right. But I prescribe you two beers at the halfway and a sandwich.
and then it's a better back nine.
Absolutely. What do they call that? Liquid liquid swing or something?
Swing lube.
Swing lube. That's it. Mm-hmm. Listen, great seeing you guys. Dr. Jamal and Brett Tanner, everyone. Teladoc, go get it. Go
Thanks,
get
guys.
That stuff. Teladoc. Man, I love this stuff.